kiddos. Handsome Jack here. You're listening to Start Replay.
Pushy Snuggle Bicey's my main squeeze.
I thought I would take some time away from battling Dr. Nefarious and introduce a brand new Start Replay podcast.
Presumably because you have half a brain in your head. Okay. Kisses.
What is up, everyone? It's episode 26 of the Start Replay podcast. I've got two people with me today, and that's Ben Seward and Tom Dayden. I was going to say Tom Seward and
Tom
Ben
Seward
Dayden.
And Bone Dayden. Bone Dayden.
Bone Dayden.
Bone Dayden.
Hello, everyone.
Same guests as last time. Unfortunately, I couldn't find any others. They were just still here in my room, so I decided to use them.
Yeah, we've been squatting for, what, like a month now?
Uh-huh.
We're wearing each other's clothes.
Mm-mm. How are you guys? Ben.
It's good, because if I wear his underwear inside out, then he wears my underwear inside out, and we swap back again. It's like new underwear.
Mm, lovely.
And then you wear it back to front, yeah. And then inside out, back to front.
Mm-hmm. And you just keep swapping like that. And it's,
you get like eight uses at one pair, essentially.
Times two, essentially.
Lovely. Yeah. That's great.
Really handy.
Mm-hmm. So we're in 2016.
Jesus.
This is our first podcast
of 2016. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, happy late New Year. And, Fair few days, over 2 weeks. Three what, Ben?
Huh? I think this is game of charades, ladies and gentlemen.
Unfortunately.
You know, Christmas was a while ago. There's something that really advantageous happened to start replay.
Yeah.
That has this number.
3 years. It's 3 years that Start Replay's been going. That's correct. I thought you were trying... I don't know.
I just don't know. I thought you were waving three dicks at me.
No, because your fingers look like penises.
They do.
3 years Start Replay's been going. We can't quite believe it. Ever, you know, looking back at the first podcast we ever did with Tom up in Nottingham, speaking through a TV, through a PlayStation Eye. It's just amazing.
So bad.
Here's a small clip to hear. It's.
And I'm also joined by a man over a headset. Now, he's not a robot. He's not Cybernet. He's not taking over the world just yet. He's on his headset. It's Tom Dayden.
Hello there.
Oh, hopefully you can hear his dulcet tones through this lovely mic he's wearing. Actually, we can't see the mic he's wearing, but...
It's probably lovely.
It sounds lovely.
I imagine it'd be red, big purple sparkles on it, glowing somewhere. Maybe.
Unicorn stickers stuck all over it.
Yes.
That was actually the origins of Bane's voice.
It is,
right?
Me.
Who'd have thunk it?
Also his clothing style.
Yes. I can't quite believe it. And... I was also going to say is, you know, the fact that Bane's bald, but no, I wasn't going to bring any of that.
Tom's not bald.
He's a thick head of hair.
He's elegantly slipping back.
He's elegantly slipping away.
How am I slipping back? Look how long it is.
Yeah, look how long it is. Good. But it's starting
like
from...
Have it like that. That is so emo. That is so like
Oh, Jesus.
Rock.
That looks horrible. Your hair is horrible.
Oh, don't be
As in, like, it's just so, like...
Thick.
Not thick.
It's because it has wax in it.
Oh, that'd be why.
It's like
okay.
The moldable stuff.
Okay, that's why. That's why.
As I was saying, 3 years. Ben, Tom, it's been 3 years, and I can't believe it's been that long. It's gone very, very quickly, and somehow we're still here. And this year's going to be a very, very big one. Most notably for VR, virtual reality. Let's head out the gate with that. So Oculus Rift is now available to pre-order.
Sorry. I couldn't hold that in any longer. I've watching videos
Rigs
on it all
is for
day.
PlayStation VR.
Rigs.
But PlayStation VR has yet to get a release date. I suspect it'll be alongside No Man's Sky in June. Because it makes sense. No, they'll package it together. It'll sell like hotcakes. And
I love Josh in the background.
I like how everyone's taking pictures of themselves now.
I'm not taking pictures of myself. I'm taking pictures of you.
Oculus Rift has been priced at around about £500.
Really?
And it's due out first shipments, which have sold out for the end of March, and then they are continuing through April and the rest of the year. HTC Vive, which is actually the best VR experience I've ever had. He looks about 14 again, guys. Wow. Why is everyone being so hip?
I don't know. What?
He's hip. Saying hip isn't hip.
Which reminds me, we need to take pictures of Ben. For the podcast and the site.
Glad you waited on that one.
And you, Tom.
I've got...
Yeah, Andy. No, you're I need to
there.
Do more.
Yeah, you're not on there anymore.
On the site. We need to put it on the site. And so HTC... Blah, 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 blah. HTC Vive, everyone. HTC Vive.
Vive.
Valve's Vive. HTC. Virtual
the Vive.
Virtual reality headset.
If you swap the letters around from HTC Vive, it spells...
VTC Hive.
Where is this going?
It was a joke, but I forgot the name of the fucking game.
Good. Well, at the end...
The game you want so much.
Half-Life 3.
Okay. Fuck it.
Fucking hell.
Oh, God. You just fucking kicked me off my road.
At the end of February, that's going to be made available for pre-order. No one knows how much it's going to cost yet. Probably more than an Oculus.
Or $800. Calling it.
£800.
Yeah.
For the Vive.
Yeah. Calling it.
That would kill... virtual reality on its doorstep. Yeah. It's a bit like 3D, you know, when everyone was like, oh, buy a 3D TV. That died out pretty fucking
quick. Nobody buys a 3D...
That's because there's like four 3D films.
Yeah, I know.
It's not because... for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't have a movie party.
Movie party. Well, if you have four glasses or more, if you have more friends.
Yeah. You've got like
if there's four of you, that's fine. If there's five of you, you're fucked.
Jerry has to watch it in 2D.
Jerry has to watch some blurry shit.
Jerry, cover one eye.
Is it better? No.
No.
It's not.
Cover both slightly cross-eyed.
Are you guys excited about VR?
Yes.
Not really.
Riggs.
Are you going to buy VR?
Yes.
I will buy it.
PlayStation VR?
Probably.
Probably for GTA first person.
Riggs. When Riggs comes out, we all need to play that.
I don't know Riggs. What this is.
Riggs.
So, explain it to me.
I can see us all sat at this table, each with a headset on. Just kidding.
What, we're going to do podcast in VR? VR podcasts. Hey, guys.
No, it's so it's a PlayStation exclusive. And how many side is it? It's like four aside?
I think so.
So there's teams of four.
Mm-hmm.
And it's meant to be like an eSport thing. So you play a character that's in a kind of mech.
Yep.
And I think there's different like classes like tank or stuff like that, and basically you've got to grab a ball and score it in a hoop by picking up the ball, well, it's to capture the flag and then jumping in the hoop, but then you can shoot other people to kill them, and it's meant to be like quite tactical and team based and strategic, but it's all in VR, so you use the controller and ball, so looking around and shit and using this controller, this mech and stuff. It looks so good.
Okay.
It looks really
good. It's going to be quite competitive,
so in the same sort of fun as Rocket League is.
Not
obviously because VR is very different, but in the same sort of...
More, I would say like more competitive. We're quite competitive on Rocket League.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, in a way. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's one of those games that you play... just see that time where we're just all sat...
I'm just worried that there's going to be glasses flying everywhere. There's going to be, you know, things are going to break in my room when
I'm
going to
just push everything back. Like, my safety area.
Nothing allowed in the zone, including girlfriends, loved ones, etc.
Don't touch me. Or
Sam, don't come near me.
Boof. I got a score. I got a fuck you, Sam.
Josh, what are you watching? Nothing. Virtual reality porn.
See, my desk is in the corner now.
You can play GTA now.
With VR, I'm hoping so.
I mean, with your young siblings nearby.
Oh, because, yeah, I'll just see everything through my headset.
Yeah.
Because not like when I was playing.
They won't be influenced by you killing hookers.
Well, not like I was playing GTA.
Ace beat up a hobo.
Because
at daytime.
Batman TDK does that on the regularly.
Yes.
Do I? On the daily. Great English. Today, Tom.
I can has
he does it on the regularly.
On the regularly.
on the regs. That's hip.
Yeah, VR, I think, is going to be... sorry, Ben, what were you saying?
Ah, you nearly said Tom.
Tobin.
To Ben.
Thank you.
Tibetan monk.
You were saying about rigs.
I was saying about rigs. I didn't say anything about rigs because I didn't know
you were saying,
rigs.
Is it a game like whatever?
Like Rocket League. And we said yes.
And you said yes. And that was my answer. That was
honestly,
the question.
Honestly, Josh, keep up with the conversation, mate. We can't podcast with rookies.
I think you'll find that we're all rookies in our own goddamn right. So let's just move on a little bit and talk about some other stuff, right? So Tom.
Hello.
Ben and Cyber myself events. Have been playing GTA Online. Quite a bit.
Actually, I haven't.
Tom hasn't.
Ben and myself.
I've
been playing GTA Online quite a bit. I started out at level 12 after only playing for a little bit. And then now I'm at level 100.
Within a week. Well, Josh has no life.
Like
so people
weeks.
I watch on YouTubes do so many GTA playlist videos and none of them are... Like, the highest is like 80, I think. And they... Like daily play it, and you've just been
Josh, in a week, In, I think a week and a half. No, a week and a half. He racked up over 4 days being online. That's
ridiculous. Did you play it on your own?
Yeah, he played it on his own.
Oh, no. He played it, Josh, on his own. It's so boring.
Why not? Not just because I would go, okay, Josh, we've been doing this since 5. I'm going to bed. It's only 11:30. I think I've just had too much, Josh. I've got to get up at 8. I just want to relax. Let's play some more GTA. No, Josh.
5 in the evening, and then playing till 11:30. And then you played till what? 5
and then
the
you played till like 4 in the
in
morning.
Playing in the crew. I mean,
it's
in
not
game.
Destiny again, Josh. We're not pulling a sickie and playing from.
Oh, he did. He pulled a sickie.
No, playing from midnight till 4, going to sleep for like 3 hours, getting up, pretending to go to work, coming home, and then playing from about 8:30 till 6 in the evening.
Yeah.
Baby.
And then he complains.
I want that again.
Destiny 2 is going to. That's going to be a big fucking
I know.
I'm going to cut my arm off.
What?
And then what? I'll play.
Why are you going to cut your arm off?
I'll do something.
Have a midlife crisis.
I'll eat raw chicken.
Great.
Like the day before, I'll just chat.
Why am I getting sick? You just eat all this raw chicken. You're absolutely fine. Now, on the in-game stats, this is outside of crew because it ranks crew differently as to how long you've been on.
Yeah.
In-game stats were spent over 6 days playing GTA Online.
I've done more than the online.
6 days?
Yeah, but within the crew, since we started the crew, it's 4 days, 6 hours.
I think mine was something like 13 days before we started.
But and you're getting close to my all-time record of 10 days on a game. 10 days of my life! 6 days! And that's only in the space of like a month!
That's good though.
No, it's not. I mean, it's cool and I wish I could do that now, but some of us have grown up.
It's so good.
And have jobs.
Mm.
Have jobs and responsibilities.
And have to get up in the morning.
I have lots of responsibilities as well. Start reaping.
Remembering to wank once a day.
Remembering. It does it on autopilot, doesn't it? Oh shit, I'm making breakfast. What am I doing?
Wanking in the frying pan. Singing their fried eggs.
Not again. Oh, oh shit.
Cammy!
Speaking of which, do you want to say hi, Cammy?
Hi, Cammy.
Hi, Cammy.
Come up to the microphone. Come up here.
We've got a mysterious guest lurking in the corner, we have. Watching our every move.
There's a woman sitting on my bed.
I've been gremlin
have
in
you
the not, corner.
Have you been glancing at her like I have? She's sat there doing this. At us.
Just hilarious. She's a little gremlin in the corner, just giving us creepy looks.
You can just say hi. Right to there.
Hi.
Oh, bravo.
Is that it? Yeah.
Should
go back
into the corner.
Yeah.
Off your truck, to your gremlin's corner.
So yeah, GTA Online we've been playing a shit ton of. And
we'd start thinking of more things to do.
What, in GTA? Like, or GTA? Just generally in life?
No,
we need to start thinking of more things to do.
Our lives suck.
Our lives are fucking amazing.
We could come up with some good video material right there.
Yeah.
We've got two points of view.
The one that Ben and I made, or I made from
I
our clips over Gasser. Christmas.
Well, 3 points of view. How
700...
Much
I
got mine for a while.
Like £100 or something. 700 views our video's got now.
PC World?
It's probably best to get it from Amazon or somewhere.
Oh,
or maybe PC World. I can give you 10% off.
Yeah. Cyber Monday then.
So. Ah, bugger.
I think they're 120 retail. Anyway. We should do that. Having three points of view would be good.
Yeah, but lovely.
We were also
having three voices this time.
Yeah. Oh, we need to... Yeah. We also...
Josh, he's just having one-man conversations with me. You can't hear me whatsoever.
Well, I was just saying, we need to figure out why on PlayStation, when you record via your SharePlay, whatever, it doesn't record your party voice, but we need to kind of raise a ticket with Sony about that.
I think it must be a bug. I think loads of people have already raised it.
Well, they need to sort
that shit
out.
It might be worth... Because if we did that with all the Elgatos, we could use... It would be easy to record to have...
Or Audacity.
Through something
Audacity.
Else. Then like how would we TeamSpeak or like Mumble or something?
I've got a Mumble server.
Yeah, instead of because PlayStation is so delayed.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyways,
so
video planning aside from the podcast.
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about the future of GTA and everything else, and how obviously they haven't really been doing any story content. There are rumours that they are because the voice actor of Franklin posted a picture of himself on his Instagram account in the ball, like motion capture suit. So it seems that they are doing some single player DLC with Franklin. Yeah. But frankly, pardon the pun, I don't know if I would pay for single player content because I
not
haven't
Franklin.
Well,
I've not even finished the main story.
Neither have I.
I can't be bothered anymore. No.
I did on the PS3, but not on the
PS4. I finished on the PS3, but not PS4.
I tried it on PS3, then I tried it on PS4, then I tried it on PC.
But the online segment, as you can, well, as I can quite clearly tell from spending so much time on it, is quite addictive once you get into
it. You can quite clearly tell.
Yeah, yes. Clearly tell.
Yeah, you are the world leader in GTA Online.
Mm.
You have the most experience.
Yes. Well, I was just thinking more about like GTA 6, like where that's going to go. And there were, you know, obviously everyone's springing up rumours about
Red Dead 2.
Red Dead 2 is going to be first from Rockstar, like on the next title. But thinking more about, apparently it's going to be like a world, like big weather changes and environmental hazards like earthquakes and typhoons and
oh my god, I don't want to drive, like I want to walk into a hurricane.
Which would be awesome,
with
right?
a parachute on, so I don't die afterwards.
Which would be awesome, right? That'd be so cool. And the fact that there have been rumours that they're going to do the entire United States.
I'm not sure I feel
a bit like
that.
The Crew, because The Crew has the entire United States sort of squeezed into a big map.
That'd be good. I don't know why I'm asking you these very specific questions when it's nothing.
Can you use apples?
Nothing.
Well, actually, yeah, because I've been working
like
the game
cab from,
secretly
from San Francisco to New York. Please.
You can do that.
But considering that that GTA 5 on PS4 is just an up-res PS3 game. Think about what they could do with the hardware and tech of the PS4. And do you think that they would release... I don't know. Because on PS3, there were lots of sequels games. They had like 3 Uncharted games on one life cycle. They had 2 GTAs on one life cycle.
Life cycle would be much longer for this, though.
Do you think?
Yep.
Yeah, because in the old GTAs, there was no income after you bought the game. You bought the game, they released Liberty City Stories... Yeah, as an add-on,
minor deal.
Which you got a little bit more online stuff. You got motorcycles in one, then you got new guns and APCs in the other.
That was as well.
Valid of
there's
game
no microtransactions. They're going to build on GTA Online.
Yeah,
they're definitely going to bring it over to GTA 6. But I'd say maybe 2 years.
Well, how many?
3 years even. They're going to keep this going.
Yeah,
I'd say 3 years. How many extra add-ons have they bought out for online?
Oh, like we've got
the criminals and other execs and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, all that stuff's free.
Yeah, but how many?
Oh, they've done about maybe 4 or 5 now.
Yeah.
So they've been doing little GTA Online stuff, but each one brings its own. Oh, you can get this, like a yacht for $8 million. Oh, subsequently, you can buy $8 million from us for $64.99.
Luckily, I haven't actually spent any of my money on in-game money in GTA. I have been fortunate enough. I guess maybe fortunate enough is it was a bit too
getting
strong.
Getting 8 million like that is so worth it.
Yes. Yeah, but actually working
so redeeming,
working up so much through game, and I think I've earned about 8 million now from all my time in it. And the fact that I've bought, you know, the fastest car, it makes it a bit more worthwhile because you're sort of like, oh, I put so much effort into doing that. You know, you're sort of like, oh, great, tune it up and level 100.
True Jew.
And then you get to level 100, you unlock all the things on your tuning car, and you're sort of like.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. That feels so special. That feels so tailored to me now.
Yeah, but you can't buy your way up the levels, though. So leveling up is still an achievement.
Yeah, no, leveling up is still an achievement. But the actual items that you acquire, if you do it via just playing the game, they mean a lot more as opposed to just frittering away money and going like, yeah, sure, I'll just buy that. I'll buy that. Yeah, cool. Yeah. They're there.
It's more fun.
Well, they do have a money cap to your level.
Yeah.
So if you're a certain level, you can't have more than, say, 9 million or 10 million in your account.
Then you have all these people outside who are glitching and doing all that
stuff.
When
it first came, they fixed a lot of the glitches.
Mm. Yeah.
There's not many hackers anymore.
I mean, I've just had a glitch. I've reached level 100, but my trophy didn't unlock for Above the Law.
Whee!
Which I've raised a ticket with Rockstar, and that's happened to a lot of people. So,
suck a dick!
So, hopefully that'll come around.
I got the unlock get to level 50 trophy.
I got that.
I got to level 10 trophy if that exists. Level 7 by 17.
Yeah,
now?
Probably just level 1
are
trophy.
You, wow.
You started GTA Online. Here's a bronze. And it's the things like finally getting an apartment and managing to trade in my other one and getting the fastest car and getting our logo, and then Tommy did a really good job of just getting the alpha of that of our logo.
Just the Zivite.
Which was really, really good. So everyone can have that.
It looks nice.
And it's just really, yeah, really, really satisfying. And I think the future of GTA and the fact how they will everything's building onto online, every game is going online only. You've got Need for Speed and all these other games, Destiny. No, but I mean, lots of games are going online centric. You know, right, that's going to be their main focus.
That's where the
point.
Money is these days.
And it is a real shame that's where the money is. But then
but
again,
at the same time, it's online and it's more fun with.
At the same time, it means the price of the game's cheaper because GTA was cheap compared to what I thought it'd be at the time.
Sorry.
Oh no,
that's my fault. It's all right, carry on.
GTA was cheap compared to some of the other things. I mean, even prices of games.
PS4.
50? It was 50, but it allowed you to trade in for the old copy.
Mm.
It's not bad.
So it wasn't a bad deal. And then you've got to think progression. PS4 is almost 2 years old now? Just over 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now games dropping down to what? You get them for £40?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Still the new ones are 50 when first they come out.
Like Fallout came out at 40.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine what it must be like being in Rockstar? And actually, one of the main leads of the people who brought GTA from GTA 3 to here has just left the company. So that'll be interesting. But can you imagine being in Rockstar and thinking, okay, guys, we've just finished GTA 5. Okay, we've got this department working on the online stuff for the foreseeable. We need to think of ideas for GTA 6.
I think that'd be a problem. If you've got to think of how much stuff there is in the county, Blaine County and Los Santos.
Mm.
Now try and think of, you've got to put all that stuff into the whole of the US in that sort of detail.
No, yeah.
How many events?
It'd probably be the main cities are the ones of detail, so like LA, San Fran, New York.
Yeah, but even that alone is
in America.
Imagine if they did have Liberty City, Vice City, and
if they just had the capitals of every state and the rest was, smaller settlements.
But then, like, driving from one side to the other would be nice to do, but at the same time, what would, I mean,
be such a ball ache.
Yeah.
Well, you'd probably get to a bridge and then it would just seamless go, and then you'd be into there.
But then that isn't the whole US, is it?
No, I know, but.
And be like, oh, do you want to join a game online with your friends? Yes, I'd like to do that. Oh, hey, Josh, hey, Ben. Oh, hey, Josh.
We're in New Jersey. Where are you?
Fuck! But I would have wanted a chicken. Well, can you wire me some?
It's really lucky. It's really lucky they just introduced these superpowers. What? Superpowers.
Super.
The superpower super add on to GTA. Yeah, great. So they're going the GTA, Saints
it's,
Row.
It's just Saints Row now.
Saints Row.
Let's
do some insurance fraud.
I think Red Dead 2 is going to be really
if
interesting.
If they introduce the ability to lasso in Red Dead 2 Online. That was
only one little.
Yeah, rope physics. They didn't have it in the first one.
I thought you could.
Not lassoing.
Okay. They did in single player.
Well, single player, yes.
You
but
could
not
tie
in
up women, I remember that.
Hog ties on the train.
You could
tracks.
Tie people up, but you couldn't just like just lasso people.
I know. I know.
I spent so long waiting for a fucking train. Holy shit. It's like. Oof, fuck, missed it.
Yeah. Well, the future, whatever it holds, is going to be great. And this year is going to be a big one.
Anything with rope physics in?
I was also sort of thinking about, as we are in 2016, most Now that we are in 2016, I've been thinking about my most anticipated games. And what's going to be the biggest things coming out this year, if they do remain this year and aren't delayed like most games were last year. So my list, as you may have seen or may not have seen, I did post my top 11 games. I don't know how many of those
very
you
weird
agree
number.
Yeah, well, you know, I was like, I 11 laughed. not everyone does 11.
No.
I
mean, is the top number of an amp?
Yes, exactly. And you know how charged these games are going to be.
Amps don't charge them.
Well, I don't care.
That was so bad.
How amplified.
Anyway, okay, so yes. You've got Hitman coming out soon. Yeah. Ratchet and Clank,
ooh,
the remake of the original.
I believe it's April the 20th now.
What? Oh, it is. Yeah, it has changed, hasn't it? I'll change that. And you've got Uncharted 4, A Thief's End. It's going to be amazing. You've got the Mirror's Edge game, No Man's Sky.
Yeah, that was good.
Deus Ex Mankind Divided, Yooka-Laylee. Allison Road, which is going to be a great horror game. Takes its lead from PT.
Boo!
So, I did originally have Outlast on this list, and I might still, actually. You've got Mass Effect Andromeda, going to be really cool. South Park, but going to be awesome. Dishonored 2, going to be really, really good.
See, I don't know about... I got so hyped about Dishonored.
What about the Final Fantasy remake?
I'm not a Final Fantasy guy, though. Ni No Kuni 2 is going to be cool.
I think I might actually play that one. I won't play Final Fantasy. I'm not big on that. I wish I was, because that sword looks badass.
Yeah,
wider than me.
The only RPG that I really played similar to Final Fantasy in the PS1 days was Breath of Fire. Breath of Fire 3. Really, really good, that's what it is. And that's the most memorable RPG I played.
Nice to know.
But, well, I just wanted to tell you and let you know. Outlast 2, they've released their first image.
No.
In-game image. No.
What Ben's going to be so furious, going to be so
good.
Head. Don't want
to be
no.
so good. We're going to get Tom in on that.
No.
And
VR. Yes. VR Outlast.
Get yes.
fucked everyone.
Yes.
How much, oh my how god, much this could be great. Morpheus. I'm still calling Morpheus.
PlayStation VR.
How much do you reckon Morpheus is going to cost you, Josh?
I think PlayStation VR is going to cost.
What are they named?
A good 400. 350
to 400. 350 to 400. Are you happy for that to break? Because it might. If I fling them off my head like I did the headset last time. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm sorry.
I think that's going to be amazing. Alison Road and Outlast 2.
I don't even know what this is. I'm happy not knowing.
Yes.
Did you ever play PT, Ben?
He tried making me. I watched him play it.
Yes. This is going to be so good.
I couldn't even hold that controller.
Whoever's listening to this and watches our videos at youtube.com/start replay, you're going to be in for a blast.
No.
You really are. I think we need to, even though we just sort of skimmed over 2016, yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming. Hopefully it's not all going to be delayed. We have got some Tabasco chocolate, which I'd like us to try.
I threw it out the window.
But it's next to...
And then I pissed on it.
It's next to Ben's chair.
Yeah, I can't reach it, mate.
Really?
You're going to have to get it. If you want it that badly, you can fucking get it. Grab it, quick, check it out the window, it's open. No, it's not.
It's not.
It would just be like... I'm saying I could throw it hard enough that it go through the blind. Just throw it like a...
Oh, wow, your groin is very warm. It's eerily warm.
What is?
Your groin.
Well, it's got to be at a perfect temperature for the sperm cells to fester.
Oh god, that does not sound pleasant.
So, Tabasco chocolate. I have no idea what to expect from this.
Well, I say chocolate. You can eat it, tell us what you think, and then we'll carry on with the book.
No,
I'm not having any.
Why?
I've had my dinner.
Why?
I'm not hungry.
Why won't you have any? Come on, don't be a little girl.
I'm not hungry.
To be fair, it just smells like normal chocolate, mate.
Is that dark chocolate?
Yes, and hot food just smells like food.
Go on.
Break that in half.
No, just have that bit. It's really small.
It's really small. No, that bit bigger than my thumb.
I'm not hungry.
I'll take a bite if you take a bite, Tom.
Go on. Just take a bite. Good nibble.
I'm not hungry.
I'm not a fan of hot things, but I don't think it'd be hot.
Not a fan of chocolate, dark chocolate in general.
Mmm.
It tastes like calendar chocolate.
Yeah. Tastes like normal.
There's no hot.
Definitely not.
Dark chocolate. Just go on. Have a nibble.
If it's black, dark, shit. I'm not racist, I swear. In fact, that makes me not racist because I don't want to eat black people.
What's the nibble?
That is not spicy. I can't even taste anything but dark chocolate.
Yeah, it's just dark chocolate.
Just take a bite.
Don't smell it. Just eat it.
It smells like dark chocolate because it is dark chocolate.
Just bite a nibble bit.
Bite the nipple bit.
Yeah, bite the nipple.
Bite
bit.
The edge. Go on. That's Oh no. Do you think Monocat's gonna come back to Gamescom?
We are going to that same station, but that same station.
What now?
What, just for memory value?
Oh no.
We're going to walk all the way down there just to get it all the way back up.
You fucking cunts. What? I knew there was going to be little bits in it. Well, just crunched a little bit.
It's not hot.
There's little bits in it. Eat that whole bit and you'll get a hot bit because I just crunched it. I just crunched it in my tooth and... Pull! 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 Pull faster! Mother of Jesus Christ and fuck off. Oh, it hurts. Fuck you, Ben. Fuck you. Eat it and cry. Cammy's hit me right in the back of the throat. Like you know when you get a piece of pepper and you just crunch it like on the end of... Have you got any milk up here?
No.
You okay, Ben?
Fine.
Cammy, you okay?
Yeah. I was fine. It was stuck in my tooth. That's what I'm... crunch.
Well, that's the Tabasco chocolate for you. You can find it in the Tesco aisle under World Foods.
In the Tesco aisle? Under the shop World Foods?
No, I said Tesco aisle shop foods.
Shop foods.
Under the Tesco aisle shop foods.
Shop foods. Not World Foods.
World Foods.
You can't even help them out. You can't even if you help them out, he fucks it up time and time again. Shop foods. Yeah, Tesco Isle shop foods. Tesco Isle food shop.
Go on, eat a whole piece, go on.
Huh?
Eat a whole piece. A whole piece.
Yeah, I had the other bit.
No, you didn't. You shared it with Tom.
I had the whole bit. Maybe there's only one tiny whole bit. That's trolling.
I ate my whole bit.
No.
Piece of
There's, there was a...
Ow!
A latest clip
that
came out for Batman v Superman.
Oh, yeah.
The release is just a couple of months away. Ben has not seen anything, and for some reason, he thinks he's going to spoil it all. When actually, he won't know any of this story. So, we're going to show him.
I don't know. I don't think you should.
We're going to show him the latest clip. And we will see what he thinks. What do you think, Ben?
He won't bleed.
He does bleed. Out of his
anus. It's just Superman and Batman.
Yeah. It was, I don't know, not enough.
Not enough to watch?
Yeah, just not enough for anything, really. What do they call that, a trailer?
No, that's preview literally just clip. A clip. Oh, what, do you want to watch a trailer?
No, I don't want to watch
okay,
a trailer.
Okay, well,
No, because the I wish they didn't show that last trailer.
Yeah,
the
one but
the end.
The director has already spoken out saying, we very carefully put that together, you do not know anything.
Well, yeah. You can kind of... And anyways, we'll have a discussion when Benjamin
Z I will not give you any clues to anything. And we should go see it all together. We're going to see it all together.
I'm also next to Ben, not gun. Shotgun.
Well, I'm going to see Mark if we can see it a week early. Go to the press screening. So.
We? Or you again?
No, we.
Okay. We, the people who just don't exist at Start Replay? We, the anonymous?
No.
We anonymous.
We anonymous.
Tom, Ben, and Josh.
Which one's Ben?
Well, which
one's
Tom?
Who are they? Is that Ben?
Yes.
It's Ben, Josh, and Tom in the corner, and the collective Camelot over here.
Yeah.
So
stop laughing.
You don't deserve that.
So yeah, there you go. It's gonna be really good, I think.
If
you don't cut out any of that,
we're clearly moving in. Moving in? No, we're not moving in.
You guys. Moved in.
I know, I did. No, what? We're clearly moving on from the Batman bit, so I'll just leave my comment behind.
Do so. If you go back and edit this, you're going to hear me muttly laughing the whole time.
Good.
You were joking.
Yeah, that was very loud. It's hot! Hotter than the sun.
So,
it's
not hot.
I chewed my furry. There was crunchy bits.
Looking ahead to 2016, we are planning to go to Gamescom. And we're going to be there in full force. It's going to be like the first year we went. It's going to be us three, albeit with a lot more experience. And Ben's trying to gauge how much more experience we've got.
Oh, I'm just guessing how big your asshole is.
Oh, okay.
Literally would fall out.
gravity would be the only thing stopping it from falling out. You'd have to
gravity
walk on your
would
hands.
Stop it from falling out.
You'd have to walk on your hands. The only thing you wouldn't be able to clench your butt cheeks. That
no,
much.
But you can get like corks.
A cork.
What bottles do you drink from? Where the fucking
like scrumpy
hole is
corks.
Like... Oh jeez.
You don't like that.
Bungs.
Yeah, bungs.
Tom, what game are you most looking forward to in 2016?
It's a very good question, actually. I'm not really sure. Riggs. That'd be fun.
Riggs! 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 Rigged! Riggs!
Riggs!
Ben. What game are you most looking forward to in 2016?
Fucking move on, Tom.
No, Tom.
He meant you.
What game are you looking forward to most in 2016?
What gaming? What gaming?
It comes out on 0121. Do one. Ben, you. Riggs, go. Ben, go. Take the spotlight away from my face.
I don't know.
Riggs?
Let me...
Outlast 2?
Oh, yes, Outlast 2. It's a good...
Master!
Yeah? Which game are you looking forward to most?
I was looking forward to a game and then I forgot what game it was.
Ni No Kuni 2? Final Fantasy?
No.
The Dark Souls 3?
No. Never played Dark Souls.
No Man's Sky?
No Man's Sky.
Okay.
No Man's Sky.
Outlast 2. Oh, Outlast 2. No. No. I'm kind of looking forward to it, but also
you're
not.
Looking forward to Outlast 2.
I'm interested to see also your...
Wow.
It's wrong. You said it continues the story. It's a whole new story. Your post is wrong.
Same continuity.
It's a different story, different characters. Different setting. Same world, same
universe. It's like saying GTA is the same continuity.
It's the same universe, and that's the only similarity. It's different characters, different story.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was reading the official page on Red Barrel.
Well, my most anticipated game of this year, provided it even does come out this year, South Park.
Oh, I thought you were going to say...
There are lots of amazing games.
That game that you like.
And I'm looking forward to the games that are going to be announced this year. Hopefully the next Splinter Cell. Half-Life 3.
Nope.
And
never going to bring it out.
Titanfall 2.
To be constant
Portal 3.
Portal 3.
Mate, that'd be so happy.
Left 4 Dead 3.
Nothing. Well, Left 4 Dead 3 is...
With Stephen Fry as a robot.
No, it's
and Hugh Laurie.
VR Portal 3.
Hugh Laurie.
Yeah.
House to play a robot.
Hugh Laurie.
Do you know what? I mean?
That was Stephen.
No.
Hugh
Laurie, Rowan Atkinson, and Stephen Fry.
There's a robot going, bang.
Okay, what? Here's another one for you.
Bang.
What game?
Blue ball. Bang. Orange ball. Bang. Bang. Bang.
Here's a new one for you.
Bang. Bang. Bang.
Here's a new one for you. Which game do you think is most likely to get delayed in 2016?
No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky.
To 2017.
Mm-hmm.
No Man's Sky.
No,
it's already halfway through the year when the release date is
fall. It's meant to be fall.
Yeah. No, the game is scheduled for
June.
June.
Isn't it? Yeah,
I thought
June.
It was fall.
No,
fall. What's fall? Oh, that's Outlast.
Fall is you.
Brilliant, fucking brilliant.
Well, if we just have a quick look at the actual release schedule.
Tiny Brains 2.
Oh, that'd be good.
Oh, their next game looks quite cool. So, there we go.
What am I at?
One day, 23 hours.
Seven Ooh. Hours.
I've played more than Richard.
Yeah, Richard
he's,
didn't play
he's
a lot.
Done better in a shorter amount of time.
It's because he's done actual games. Right? I've played about two actual online games.
Let's do some heists.
Yes, no, we need your heists.
Yeah, but Richard goes to bed at 8 p.m. because his mummy tells him. Boom, Richard, I slagged you up. That's when you were here. How do you feel?
January this month. So
January.
There are quite a few cool games. I've just got Resident Evil 0 to review.
Mm-hmm. I noticed
that. yeah, Lego Marvel's Avengers.
Lego Avengers porn.
And in February, you've got quite a few cool games. Firewatch, it seems like it's going to be quite a cool... quite a cool game. Far Cry Primal, Pokemon Blue, Yellow, Red on the 3DS shop.
See, is it only on 3DS shop?
No, I'm not too sure. March, Heavy Rain, The Division.
Oh, The Division.
Yeah.
Division's that one.
Yeah, the one set in Manhattan.
Hopes are not high.
No, because the trailer that they've just released looks totally like
taken everything away. Yeah.
to what they first showed. And you were like, oh my god, the graphics look amazing.
Too good.
I know. Ubisoft are good at doing that, especially Watch Dogs.
Of course they are. Yeah. It'll be, you've got to sign up for.
There'll be updates every 6 months.
Yeah. April, you've got quite a few cool games.
Ratchet and Clank! Riggs and Ratchet and Clank. Ratchet and Clank, definitely Ratchet and Clank.
Okay. May.
So I tweeted James and David. First
did David get back?
Who? He did. James liked it. Ratchet liked it.
May, we've got quite a dry month.
Battleborn.
June, even more so at the moment.
Yeah. No, June pick up.
August. E3.
You get loads of announcements.
Yeah. August, you got that. And then expected, but not dated.
All in June.
Quite a few games. I think all in fall, actually.
June.
What else is there? Overwatch.
Overwatch?
That's what I want to play. The new one from Blizzard.
Sea of Thieves, Rare's next game.
No, not Blizzard, sorry.
You say Blizzard don't really do games like that.
Overwatch.
Blizzard, yeah, they do Diablo.
Of course they do, yeah.
Yeah, it's Blizzard, yeah. Yeah, Battle.net.
It's only with Bethesda, though, isn't it? It does sort of those sort of games.
They do, they're doing Battleborn.
Ah.
But Overwatch is like a five-man team, MOBA FPS. I'm very excited.
I didn't realise that Square Enix published manga.
Do they?
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
Shit me.
And obviously anime that gets made from their manga. They did
and porn that gets made from the anime.
Yep, all Square Enix.
It's just a whole circle of pornographic images. Lara Croft, Square Enix.
It is, yeah. That's right. Yeah, it's all there. It's all there.
Confound.
It was Soul Eater. It's Square Enix.
Soul Eater.
Yeah.
Soul being a code word for butthole.
Yes. Butthole Eater. Or souls.
Well, yeah, you eat yourself in the butt. It's like an oyster, you slurp it out.
It's quite difficult.
Oh. Wow. What the fuck are people talking about?
And on that note.
I'm nearly 25. Woo! Week today. Week yesterday, even less than that.
Fucking moron.
And seems like that's the end of the podcast, episode 26.
Yeah. It's run its course.
I hope you had fun.
We did.
As much fun as I had. Anyone listening to this, good luck. And
thanks for listening.
It'd be good to know what we're doing in another 3 years' time.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, we can look back on this and be like,
we'll have kids. So
like, was it his comment that got you? Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, we'll all have kids.
No.
That's what I said.
I mean, 26 is what the age I want.
I won't be 27 in 3 years, and I won't get married before then.
26, I think, is my age that I want.
Might get a cat. Does that count?
As long as you name it Kid.
Kid the cat.
I'll
call it Billy.
Billy the cat.
Billy the kid.
No.
How about you name your cat Alex Pat? Kid. Pat the cat.
Pat the cat.
Okay, now what?
No, Pat the cat.
Yeah, okay, what?
No, it's Pat the cat.
Yes, okay, fucking Pat the cat!
Oh, you just killed it.
Slapping it. I'm not calling cat Pat. I'm called Timon.
Why were you tilting? Oh, okay.
Farted. Anyways, thank you for listening.
Yes, look out for another episode.
I was doing the outro.
Okay.
I was doing the outro.
I think you're fine. It's my turn.
Yeah, go on then.
Bye!
Bye!
Bye.
You can also catch us on Facebook.
If you want to write in.
Start replay. Are you actually being a cunt?
I want you to leave that in there.
I just thought you might forget. So,
you know what? Fuck
it's
it.
A competition.
You can't
catch us anywhere. We don't care. We don't want your fucking.
I want you to do it.
Fans.
No, we're offering a competition. Do you want to meet Josh's nose?
Start afresh.
Well, just look out the fucking window.
Start afresh. Just joking. I'm not going to have any input whatsoever.
He's lying. You know he's lying. Now!
He knows he's lying.
Wait, I know.
Start afresh from where?
Anywhere.
Where? Anywhere, right? Yeah, anywhere. Well,
point us in the right direction.
Outro. Just do an outro.
Outro. And on that note, I've been Tom. Let's start again. Right, it's going to go you next, Ben. It's going to go you next, okay?
Okay. Behind me.
And on that note, I've been Tom.
And I'm Ben.
And that gum muddy in the corner is Josh. And we've been Start Replay. Thank you for listening. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, all the usual platforms. At Start Replay, Start Replay Media. Start Replay Media is on Facebook, and Start Replay on YouTube. You can find us there. And yeah, feel free to have a look at the site, startreplay.com. Post comments and stuff, good or bad. We don't mind. We'll get back to you eventually. Thank you. Bye!
Bye. You do have a really nice nose.